Ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome back to another edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. I'm your host, as usual, for the podcast, Eddie Greer III, coming to you from a rainy Monday evening here in Kansas City, Missouri. The 3Y NASCAR Podcast is all about what's going on here in Kansas City, whether that's sports-wise or running-wise, with yours truly here. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, appreciate you for stopping by and giving us a listen here tonight or whenever you listen to this podcast. Yes, I didn't record yesterday because of some, let's say, of some foolishness, but that's for another time. But yeah, I didn't have time to record last night. I had to take care of that foolishness. I was not happy about it, so I had to push things over tonight. And this episode will go out tomorrow night, which is going to be on Tuesday, as we're on the last week of March. Can you believe that? But it's your first time listening to the 3Y Podcast with EG3. Thank you so much for stopping by today or tonight, today, whenever you listen to this episode here, as we move on. And just a heads up, no race for me this weekend, as I'm getting ready for trying to split duties between marathon training and trying to get ready for a huge race next weekend in Rock the Parkway there. And I'm going to start, before I lose train of thought here, we're going to have to take a moment of silence here on the podcast here. Scott Green, the bearded runner, one of the famous runner here in KC, Missouri, unfortunately passed away on race day last Saturday morning. We didn't get the news. Well, we didn't get the news until one of our guys in the group that we went up to, the Ozarks, which I'll get into later on this episode, passed along news right when we got up. He passed away at just a couple minutes after midnight. We just finished up his race, the Bearded 10K, there as well. And I'll get into all of the mood going up towards the Bagnell Dam and getting ready for our race, which, again, I'll cover in the second half of this episode there. So we're going to take a moment of silence here. And again, like I've been saying for the last couple episodes now, keep the Green family in your prayers at this very time. They ask for their privacy there as they're getting everything situated at this moment in time. I've said this since the reboot of this podcast here. I've talked to him several times. I began to get to know him a little bit last year when I came into this running scene up here in KC from Manhattan. It's all started really at the Flash Dash race, which I really want to do, but that's beside the point. But I talked to him a little bit at Flash Dash last year, last May. That's when I first got to know him, and I believe actually that was the first time that he was diagnosed with his unfortunate cancer situation there as well. So very sad to hear about the passing on last Saturday there as well. So we need to keep huge loss for. And maybe I'm undermining that, but since I only met him, it's just several times and getting to hang out with him a little bit. But there's other people that know him very well, obviously, and I know everyone grieves in a different way here. But we're going to take some time here to take a moment of silence for Scott Green, the bearded runner, here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. I keep wanting to say my other podcast name, which is the Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State. For whatever reason, I keep wanting to say that, but I'm working on this podcast, the 3Y Podcast with EG3. There as we hear, there's no easy transition from that, so we are going to, as Scott Green would, taking a quote from him, would mosey on to, and I'm actually speaking of Pro Project Podcast, which is my other podcast, K-State Podcast. I am going to talk K-State basketball for a little bit here, and mainly the women's team. right? So the women's team made it to the NCAA tournament, women's bracket. We didn't make it. We made it to the NIT, one and done. Okay, so the women played over the weekend at home. They hosted an NCAA tournament weekend at home because K-State was a 4 seed. Finished off a record of 26-7, 4 seed, and there once, for those of you who don't follow K-State, excuse me, sports, K-State was basketball, went up the second in the country. And then, of course, one of the best players in the country, Ioka Lee, got hurt, and his team kind of took a setback a little bit, and then tried to get back their stride late. They did that, but also kind of seesawed, struggled toward the end, and then fell short of the finals in the Big 12. And I said on the Pearl Project podcast, man, I'm going to get y'all all confused here in this episode, but I said on that podcast with my co-host Alex Aiden that I think this team can make a deep run. And I said on that very episode that if they don't get out of this round, you're at home. A rare opportunity, right? It's a rare, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you don't get very often. And this was one of the best, better K-State women's basketball teams that I've seen in recent memory for this team. One of the best centers of the game. You have tremendous role players. They get past Portland last Saturday in a high-scoring affair there. Having to hold off Portland late, K-State again was the 4 seed in the tournament. And then yesterday, they got stifled by Colorado, a former Big 12 opponent. Now they're going to be coming back into the league in August, of course. And again, I can do a whole entire episode on the whole Big 12 situation there. But that's neither here or there. But Colorado, K-State, that was a defensive slugfest. I didn't have a chance to look at watch the first half at all. I did catch majority of the second half, which halfway through the third quarter, it was only, ladies and gents, listen to this, 39 tied up at 39. Both teams scored 39 points, and this case, they had an opportunity to turn the tide. You're at home. You have a huge crowd ahead of them, a sold out Bremer's Coliseum back in Manhattan, Kansas. That's where K-State University is at. I'm a Kansas State alum. For those of you who don't know that are new to this podcast. So, I mean, you have an opportunity there to bury Colorado, and they didn't do it. Very shocked. And look, Colorado, they beat LSU. LSU, the defending national champions a year ago, right? And LSU was in the same bracket as Kansas State. Obviously, K-State is eliminated now due to the loss against Colorado in your own backyard. And I say it was heartbreak. If they lost at home in your own building, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And it definitely was heartbreaking because you lose. Gabby Gregory was emotional in the press conference yesterday. Ioka Lee. Now, I didn't know. I was not aware that Ioka Lee has another year of eligibility if she wanted to come back. I'm like, dang, this girl has sacrificed everything. Of course, that's probably because she did not play last year because she had summer knee surgery before this last year's season, 2022-23 season. She sat out the whole year. So I'm like, oh, a light came onto my head there. It's like, okay. So, yeah, I don't know if she's coming back or not. As much as I want to think that, personally, I don't know if she's going to come back or not. Ioka Lee has done so much for the University of Kansas State. Great player, great person. Me personally, I haven't met her, but I have seen a lot of Ioka Lee. Definitely top five for sure basketball players in the country for sure, for damn sure there as well. Gabby was so emotional yesterday there. Yeah, I wish she would come back for another year. That's unfortunately not going to happen. She came back this year. She was supposed to graduate last year, but decided to take the COVID year and come back to play with Yoki. That's the reason she came to Kansas State, to play with one of the best players in the country in that duo there. And Gabby's been fighting injuries, sadly, this year, but she played through them like a champ. She played through them like a champ, and I wanted to cry when she's watching the press conference, watching her cry. Jalen Glenn spoke to the media in the locker room. She cried. talking about how much Eokim Lee means to this team, and I don't know, folks. I mean, I don't think she's coming. As much as I want her to come back, I don't know if she's going to come back. Me personally, but hey, I mean, you can't control what you control. You got to do what you got to do there as well. So for those of you Kansas State fans, that's kind of an update there. You lose in the second round. You don't advance to the Sweet 16, which, of course, this is March Madness. Anything can happen in March Madness. To be honest, I didn't pay much attention to the men's tournament because obviously K-State didn't even make it that far. They didn't even make it to the second round of the NIT for what it is, and rightfully so because they are so inconsistent this year. We made it all the way to the Elite Eight a year ago. What a ride that was last year. Fell a few points short of the Final Four. Maybe should have got there, but ran into a buzzsaw against a tremendous Florida Atlantic team. Yeah, who beat us there and had a great defensive game plan themselves on two of our best players last year. So, but yeah, just heartbreaking there. You lose in your own building. That's just tough to come back from and not making the adjustments. This is what I don't get. And yes, we'll get to the damn run and recap in a second, but that's just mind-boggling to me that you have to make. I said it on the Pro Project podcast. I said it right there on an episode that you have to make adjustments, and it seemed like Jeff Mitty, head coach of the women's basketball team over at Kansas State, didn't make any. And when he took out Taryn Size, who boosted the confidence of the K-State team, which K-State had to fight from behind majority of it, he didn't leave her in the game. So I just don't understand. At this level of the season, this point of the season, you want to do everything you can to throw off the other team. And that was a golden opportunity for Kansas State to ride that momentum, to get themselves in a place where, hey, you can get yourself into the Sweet 16 by riding home court advantage. And we didn't get it done. It's just that plain and simple. So unfortunate there on that part. So K-State women's basketball season ends there in the second round, the round of 32 in the NCAA women's NCAA tournament. This is the 3Y podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. An evening which seemed to be raining on and off. And it's supposed to snow tomorrow. Yeah, okay. I mean, I should be used to this crazy ass. I need to be used to this crazy, unpredictable weather that you get in March. Whether that's rain, snow, mainly cold, snowy, and that's what that's a good transition into the damn run. That damn run, we did it, conquered it, and it was super cold over the weekend over there at the Lake of the Ozarks. I've never been there before until last weekend, and yours truly conquered a 10K. Yes, I do have a story behind that, but yours truly, EG3, second win of 2024, going back to earlier this year, beginning of the year, and it probably doesn't count, but hey, it counts in my book. Getting my first half marathon win at the Hangover Half, first ever half marathon. I should have got that a long time ago, but that's another story for another podcast there. But got it done, not even trying, that hard, but and it wasn't. No need to. But here, fast forwarding to last weekend there, 10K. Originally, I signed up for the half marathon for the Bridge of Dam run, but I decided I needed to be smart and just do the 10K because you have Rock the Parkway next weekend, which I'm so excited about that. Some of the faster runners coming. I'm super excited. My goal race, so we'll see what happens there. And by the way, if you're new to the podcast, you're wondering what the heck is all this racing stuff? Yes, this was a NASCAR podcast, but there are a couple of running recaps. Rock the Parkway is one of them, so you feel free to check that out. The countdown to Rock the Parkway is on. I'm so excited for that. But yeah, so with that on my mind, I emailed one of the ladies who's in charge of all the race day stuff or whatever it was, were in charge of the emails and said, look, I want to change it. And it was very easy. She was very nice and let me do it. And so, like, hey, I want to change it to this. It's like, what do you want to change it to? I want to change it to 10K. Said, that's cool. So did that and went out there and basically handled business out there. Did what I needed to do. Got the win there. It kind of, I want to say it doesn't kind of make up for the beard, but definitely I want to go up out there and at least handle business. Did that in a time, even though the time should have been faster because on the first uphill, I was called out by one of the volunteers saying, you got to come back because you didn't get around the cone properly. I'm like, what? So that I lost time there. And so I had to do U-turn. Otherwise, I would probably, I don't know, he would probably still call my name out. Until then, I mean, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be disqualified for it because it's only a race. But so I did the sports simulation. So you did a UE, turn around, went around the cones. I went through the cone, and I've done that. Have I done that in the past with these cones? I'm not sure, but there's too many of these stupid cones. But anyway, so I did. So I went back around the first cone properly, made sure he saw it, say, okay, it's all good. So continue on. So I continued on there and I passed a few of the half marathoners. I was way up in the front. So got to him, repassed him. And then as I got into my groove, ended up passing another half marathoner. And then just right before the other 10K turnaround, got to another half marathoner and turned around. I was in rhythm, and maybe I should have stuck with a half marathon there because the winner, congratulations to her, she won at a 1:23. So I had my groove on for sure, which has me excited for Rock the Parkway for sure. But I had to turn around because I wasn't doing the half marathon. That wasn't what I was supposed to be doing. So turned around. And the difficult part of the whole course, I think, from talking to several of the crew that did it, was the wind on the way back on the bridge. Holy smokes. You can feel it right there. Cold. It felt like more than it was less than 30. So I'm more ready than spring. I'm tired of this cold weather, this unpredictable weather. But it is spring break for kids that are going to school. And that's where the weird ass weather comes in. I don't know why, but I should be prepared by now. But you just never know these days. You can't be prepared for this stuff. But anyway, so windy, of course, bridge. And I'm looking around on the bridge. And of course, when I'm on the bridge and running the dam, trying to look around because usually I'm in the zone. When I'm running these races, I want to be focused on what I'm doing. I hear things. So that's... I can hear things, but I'm dead focused on what I'm doing, whether that's running a 5, any type of distance, anywhere. So I'm looking around, I'm like, holy smokes, this is awesome. Going around, running on the bridge, dam run. So did that on the way back. There was no one around, so kind of kept it at a good pace. Didn't push it too hard. There's no need for that. Going out hard, because my goal race was Rock the Parkway here next weekend. So you want to come out of this clean. Did that. I think the hardest, actually, the bridge was okay, but it was hard. But I think the second uphill was even harder than that. So because it was out back, so it was all downhill, and you had to go come back on the uphills, right? So and then getting through that, because I had Scott Green on my mind that morning. On race day morning, by the way, there, because Liberty was going on to his home city. So they dedicated that race there to Scott. That was great. They did from what a lot of people told me, talking to them, they did a moment of silence as well. That was very nice of them to do that, of course. So, and I believe they, I believe Kyle Walker, who's hosting the Back of the Pack podcast, which is a good lesson for you guys as well. So make sure you check that out. Same place you get the 3Y podcast with EG3, wherever you get your podcast there as well. So he said that mile 5, and I'm in a group chat So I'm in a group chat with a lot of folks that are doing Fargo. That's my late spring, early summer marathon, Fargo marathon. So I'm going back up Midwest. Last year, again, ADD moments, I apologize. But last summer, of course, I did Grandma's, which was awesome. The whole entire experience, never been to Minnesota, all that, with the KCRC 1.0 group with Scott, Michelle, and them, Shelly, Nam, and all of them. So that was a wonderful experience there. So this summer, this time, I'm going to North Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota, right? Yeah, I don't want to get it mixed up. But anyways, going to Fargo anyways. Never been in North Dakota either. So I'm knocking these Midwest states out. I think there's a trend coming. But anyways, I want to knock that out. So never been up there. So doing the Fargo Marathon, May 31st, June 1st. So I'm in a group chat with those folk, guys and gals, that are doing it. We're trying to get all the stuff together right now. We're trying to get hotels booked and all this other stuff. Get it right, because I need to get myself booked as well before I'm sitting on the sidelines. But everything's already paid for already. It's just I need to get my butt in gear and get myself booked for whatever that is. I have a few places listed, so. But yeah, so Kyle Walker in that group said, mile five, we're going to run Nathan Spencer, who is the race director for Liberty. I did Liberty half last year. And shout out to those who did Liberty, by the way. Congratulations for surviving them hills. Holy hills. Some hills out there. So Liberty, Nathan Spencer, the race organizer for that course, from what Kyle told the group, mile five was in dedicated. They're going to run mile five in Scott's neighborhood. There was a run a few weeks ago where a group ran around. There's a route that rooted around the neighborhood of where Scott was living there as well. So, so that was great for Nathan to do that there as well. Now I lost the train of thought. Yeah, okay. So back to what I was saying. So that was the toughest one. And then from there, you still had to climb a little bit. And then there's a downhill toward the finish. Heck yes, baby. That's what I'm talking about there. The time I lost, I should have got sub 38. No, not sub 38. Excuse me, sub 39. But instead, it's sub 40. I'll take that for what it is. Getting ready, because that's what I need. That's what I need to be doing. If I'm going to hit what I'm supposed to hit next weekend, I would love to run it back. More to come, but so got the win there, happy, and then I ended up talking with the other runner who won the 5K. Let's see, and shout out to KCRC 2.0, the group that I've been with, settled with since moving, relocating to KC, Missouri, who went up there, KC Running Club with Mike and them. Myself, shout out, and really shout out to Big Mike for putting this thing together. So much fun. So that just a great, just fun all the way around. And oh, by the way, yes, go-karting after the fact there. My suggestion, because I saw the go-kart track, I believe it was either on the way back from the race or before. But yeah, just taking a look, goes, oh my, that's interesting. So we were talking about it after the race was over, and I suggested it. So it'll be fun to go do that. And oh boy, that was a whole blast there. And we ended up having go-karts, and then afterward we kind of stood around and talked for a little bit, and then we ate at JB Hooks, which had a nice view of the lake for sure. But shout out to all around Mike, the ringleader of KCRC 2.0. Big thank you to you, sir, for putting that together. Definitely in for next year. And even though you said that I got to come back to defend that 10K title, I don't know, man. I'm already thinking about, I know this is a year out, and I said in a little post, nothing's set. So definitely nothing's set yet, but I am thinking about possibly doing a 25K next year. So we'll see. We'll see there, because y'all had them big medals there. Like, that's not fair, but anyways, there, shout-outs all around. The group was awesome. Go ahead up there again. Half of, shout-out to Team Chicken Legs, by the way. Half of the group was there. Myself, Carolyn, were up there. I see the rest of the group included. Man. I'm probably gonna get in trouble because I'm gonna leave some people out, but it's okay. Mindy, oh, shout out Mindy. She battled through a calf injury not even a mile in. Holy smokes. Shout out to you, girly, you did it. But I hope that doesn't mess up your goal race there. I know you weren't happy about that. But fortunately you're able to finish, but hopefully get heal up soon there. Elizabeth, the other ringleader of the group, she did well. Shout out to you. So the others, Yelena had her first 25K. Let's see. I'm going to go down the line here because I'll feel bad. If I'll feel bad, I'll leave somebody out. Yelena, Chin. See, Scott doing his thing. Had she talked to him for a little bit. I don't interact with him much. But it was funny getting to know him a little bit. Mike Donovan, happy late birthday to you, sir. Getting it done. Shingu, Gabe, Conrad, he was flying in the 15K. He did a good job. Mike doing his thing, even though he changed events back and forth. I already shot him out, but he changed his thing. He did his thing back and forth. but he got it done. The ladies already shout out Carolyn. Part of Team Chicken Legs there. Mindy already shouted you out. Let's see. Chen, Elena, Elizabeth already did that. I'm leaving somebody out. Sydney. Sydney did a great job. Shout out to you on completing your race there. And she did good too. Let's see. I hope I'm leaving. Linda was there. She did a 5K there. Let's see. Believe that might. Oh, nope. Amy, yes, the queen of photos, baby, for getting it done. Misses everything. she did a good job as well. She powered it through. Shout out to you. Taking a whole bunch of race pictures there and having fun like you always do. Appreciate you on that as well. And I think that might cover all of that. I will feel bad if I leave anything out. Anybody else out? I think that's it for sure. But if I did, I apologize. I think I got everybody for sure there because I know some of the guys left early there as well. Yeah, I think we got them all for sure. There's a 3-wide piles with EG3 on this Monday night. I'm fresh from the Monday night trolley run. Eddie Greer the third, Kansas City, Missouri, here for a few more minutes on the podcast there. So, yeah. That was a blast there as well. I'm looking forward to next year already. But we got some unfinished business. Unfinished business for sure, because this is only late March. It's so much happened already. This has been so much fun this year. Finally settled in to the new job and everything. The new job's going well now. Have a rhythm going now. Enjoying what I'm doing there. And then I told Minnie this yesterday or the day before that this is what I'm doing now. I feel like I'm working and running and I'm trying to slow down a little bit, but mainly trying to pull back on races and not trying to race every weekend. Slowly pulling it back a little bit to the old EG3. Not racing as much, enjoying the friends and fellowship, as my guy Brendan would say, my guy Brendan say from the Manhattan Running Company. Shout out to you, sir. Missed you, buddy. But yeah, he would say friends and fellowship. That's what he always said. He was big on that. So that's what it is for me right now. Enjoying, just being present, just being the moment, enjoying the moment, just doing all that. Just being there in the present, in the moment, and being around guys and gals, whether that's work or in this running community, which is so awesome to be part of. I got a taste of it last year, and now I'm obviously in the thick of it for sure now. So being front and center, even though I don't want to be front and center, but, you know, hey, my performances speak for themselves. I don't need I don't need to talk trash about it or anything like that. I just like to go out and perform the best of my abilities on that day. And wherever I get on that day is good enough for me. I'm very competitive. So that's that on that. But right now, I'm in groove right now. And obviously, I already shouted out my crew, my small crew, 20 Squad, Team Chicken Legs, represented big time this weekend. Will doing his thing in the marathon. PR, I think he said, probably gonna get to butcher this, but I apologize. But I think he said he PR by a minute 45 from his 50K time, I believe. So he's doing work. Already mentioned Carolyn Haley, who did the Liberty Half. She crushed it there. She had a push through as well. She did awesome. Shane did not race this weekend, doing his thing, rooting on Haley out there in Liberty, Missouri. So all around, yeah, I covered it all there as well. So I believe the next time we're going to be all together. I mean, we're together. Depends on the schedules, but because we all have different schedules going on our weekly days. But the next time we're going to be, the next race is next weekend, which I'm looking forward to. I already said that like 10 times this episode. That's how excited I am to get to next week there. But this week, I'm going to focus on mileage, and I got a huge hot mileage day on Saturday. So I need to get up there and start hitting those high mileages, because before I know it, Fargo is going to be around the corner here before I know it. And I'm looking forward to hanging out with those folks, 1.0 folks. That sounded really bad. The KCRC 1.0 folks over there, because due to me being in merge with these cats over here, which are, again, a great group of men and women of all ages. I haven't spent much time with those folks, but hey, you see them on races. But again, I'm trying to pull back. And before I leave, before I wrap this thing up, yes, I'm at a dilemma, damn it. The KC Metro Mile back, registration open. Damn it. Reason why I say that, because the Fargo Marathon is the first. The KC Metro Mile here in Kansas City, which is on the track, which I got sub-5 last year, my first time competing in it. Finished top 8, which you get a medal if you're just in the top 8. Got 7th last year with a nice little surge at the end. Sub-5, oh, by the way, and nearly getting sub-5. A week ago in Lawrence. So a marathon and then a potential mile race a few days later. I will have to do absolutely nothing. So that's going to be hard, but I want to compete in this so much, so badly. That's how fun it was last year. And I think it's on the other podcast, the Pro Boxer Podcast, where I did the recap there. But yeah, it was on that podcast, not this one. So I was so fired up because all this running started when I was on the track team. It did not start cross country. Those of you who are wondering where my running adventure started, it started right on the track. So I was very excited about that. Now, this is everything. All the races were exciting, especially the race I was a part of last year, which was right down to the wire. Noah Stevenson, shout out my guy, still trying to break 4 in the mile. So either way, if I don't compete this year, which I really want to compete, but I'm gonna be coming off a marathon, so I don't know how I'm gonna feel. That's the hard part about that. But if I'm not able to compete, I've already signed up for another mile race this summer, so I'm excited about that. But let's see. Yeah, so but if not, I'm gonna be out there watching, because but I want to be a part of it though. So I don't know how I feel about that. But registration is open for that. I was chit-chatting with a couple people about that already, so I'm super excited about that. So we'll see what happens. It's late March, so we'll see what happens moving forward. But yeah, man, KC Metro Mile, registration open, and I don't know. My 5-minute time, I'm jumping the gun possibly. That might have put me in the main event. I'm not sure yet because I'm only separated by 45 seconds. And behold, I ran a sub 5 last year. So I think it was, I don't know what the qual time was to get into the main event, which is the last race of the night. Holy smokes, all the built up, woo, fire, straight fire, right? So we'll see. I'm already getting geeked up about it. I'm just excited about it. So we'll see. We'll see about that. But anyways, now yours truly winning the Bridget Dam 10K, bring it home. My second win, overall win this year. Again, I'm trying to cut back. I'm trying to cut back on races. So we'll see what happens. I might have to do, I have to talk to my buddy later about it. I might have to do the 4-4. After just saying that, but I know I really want to focus on Chicago. So that's where my mind's been at the last several weeks. So we'll see, but I got to focus on Fargo first. I better do that first. The 3Y Podcast with EG3. You get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available whenever I get a chance to record you guys content, whether that's running or sports events or news, what's happening around here in Kansas City here. If it's your first time listening again, appreciate it. Appreciate it. If you have been listening for the last couple weeks, I thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast there. Make sure, oh yeah, oh by the way, make sure you do subscribe to the podcast and tell a friend if you enjoy what you're listening to each and every week. This will come out tomorrow, which it will be on Tuesday night. And oh, by the way, before we sign off, yes, New York is supposed to be announcing the lottery winners later this week, so we'll see who gets in on that. But for right now, check your flag ass wave on another episode of 3Y Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter III here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all for listening to tonight's episode. This will be out tomorrow night. Thank you guys so much again. For right now, congratulations to all of the crew, the KCRC 2.0 crew, for getting it done out there in the Lake of Ozarks, that bridge and damn 10K. What was it? Well, nobody did the 5K. The 10K, 15K, and the 25K. You've been listening to another edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. We'll talk to y'all next week.